step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
8:40 right now, 55 KRCD Talk Station, and a very happy Friday to you. Really been enjoying my Fridays at this time, because for quite some time now we've been hearing from Jason Williams. You know him from the reading of the Enquirer, which I strongly recommend you get a copy of, or a subscription to. Go to Cincinnati.com. It's easy to sign up for it right there. And then you get access to all the articles, including not exactly an optimistic headline. Jason Williams, welcome back. It's always good to have you on the program.
Brian, how are you, man?
Living the dream, man. Living the dream. It's certainly no shortage of topics for the 55 KRC Morning Show. And, oh, look, lo and behold, yet another indictment. And I love your headline. And remember, Jason writes the Politics Extra column. Another felony indictment of a Cincinnati politician. You know what that means? Nothing will change. Not real optimistic, Jason, about the future. What is the story?
I'm not. Well, I mean, Brian, it's been 14 months. 14 months ago. February, I believe it was February 25th, 2020, when Tamaya Denard was arrested, and that was the first of four arrests that leading up to yesterday. So over 14 months, Wendell Young was not arrested, four indictments, felony indictments for all different incidents or different issues. And after each indictment, there's been no robust effort. No coming together of the influencers and the people who care, whether they care or not, to try to put together true reform a package for the voters, or for the charter reform, to really, really, really try to get out ahead and root out this corruption and make sure that it never happens again. You could never, I guess, 100% guarantee that it's not going to happen again, but more mechanisms to be put in place. And there's just been no coming together. You see so many times when the business community and the political community and, other stakeholders, wanting to get something done, they get together and they put studies together and they put money into it and they get it done. That's just not happening around this. And it's really frustrating to watch.
Well, and I understand your frustration, and I understand your demands for reform. Other people I've heard it from, but I always wonder when I hear that, okay, reform, how does that come about, in what form? Because if you look at it, it's like people who scream for gun control, and when they say I want this and this, and you say, okay, if all of those laws were already in place, this guy would not have been caught up in it. In other words, he obtained his firearm legally, or he broke the law in obtaining one, so it wouldn't matter what laws are on the books anyway. There's always a problem with solutions and applied to the facts. So these facts, I think you could come up with a solution for the corruption in the bidding process if we demanded or required a more open process, or anybody who is doing business or wants to do business with the city has to show up in this room in a controlled environment with video cameras going, or whatever it happens to be. Fine, you can deal with the Jeff Pastors, the P.G. Sittenfelds, and the Tamaya Denards that way. But Wendell Young was indicted for destroying documents after a judge had already told him not to do it. That's a crime, not only of obviously a felony indictment level crime, but it's a crime. It's a sin of arrogance. He just basically flipped the bird to Judge Ruhlman. I never understood it at the time it happened, Jason, and I still to this day don't understand it.
Well, these are all great points you're making, Brian, and yeah, you're right. Like that is something that how do you avoid that? And when you think about reform, and I think it can come in many different levels and from many different pockets of people who care, organizations that care. For example, the political parties, and the Democratic Party. One-third of their 2017 council slate has now been indicted on felonies.
Yeah.
And what are they doing? And what are they doing to vet? And again, this is not a public thing, and so the public or You know, the taxpayers can't influence this per se, but the media can ask questions about it. And because it is a Democratic city, that Democratic sample ballot is so powerful. And I strongly believe the Democratic Party has a duty to the public to do a better job of vetting their candidates.
Okay.
And I don't know what that vetting process, you know, without going down too far down rabbit holes here and talk for another 2 hours,
right,
what exactly all that would entail. But I will say, I think that it entails more focus on what are you going to do with taxpayer money, and what are your priorities in terms of policies. And there needs to be more focus on that and less focus on what's going on and what's the latest, you know, buzz thing in national politics right now. What's Washington talking about? And more focus, again, on what matters most to people who live in the city of Cincinnati, and that's safety and having their trash picked up and all these basic services. And so I think that there's a big responsibility there and reform. And sorry, I wasn't more clear about this in the column, but I think that could be a form of reform, is that change some of the ways the parties vet their candidates.
Yeah, well, we could demand higher accountability. But think about this, though, again, in play versus on paper reality, getting away from, you know, PG, who was going to be – he was the heir apparent to the Merrill shot. He did himself in with that. Jeff Pastor, of course, Republican, and to my Denard's problems – of course, of her own making, she apparently just shaking down lawyers. So, again, corruption can be dealt with that. But Wendell Young, he's been in politics and been serving the city of Cincinnati in some capacity now for his entire life, it seems. He's 75. You know, nobody's been vetted more than him, at least in terms of public perception, knowing how he's going to vote, knowing the type of person he is. So you just can't get around that type of crime. There's no law on the books that you can put down that's going to prevent someone from just basically being arrogant and thumbing his nose to a judge.
And Brian, to add to that, not only, you know, been in, how long he's been in politics, but how long he's been in public service, 25 years as a police officer.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Several years working for the Metropolitan Sewer District. So he's seen, you know, he's done public work his entire career, from various different angles,
exactly,
and offices and
see, that's, you think he's safe. That's the point. You think, all right, well, you know, Wendell's been around so long. He was a police officer, for God's sake. Of all the people that we don't have to worry about corruption, it's going to be that guy. And, okay, well, maybe we were wrong after all these years. So therein's a fundamental problem. I got to ask you this, because I had Betsy Sunderman on the program earlier talking about this very subject matter, Jason, which is she had called for his resignation. And I understand the motivations why. But if he resigns, Seelbach gets to pick his replacement because that's his proxy. I said, wouldn't you rather have him suspended? Because that way Judge Winkler, who has already appointed two Republicans to fill seats, would report another Republican who then could ride herd over the spending of the $200+ million that's coming from the federal government. And she hadn't given that a whole lot of thought, but she goes, that's, you know, Brian, I'm not interested. I wasn't looking at it from that angle. I just want him out and to do the right thing.
Yeah.
What's your take?
Well, my take on this, and this is just from a pure, you know, watchdog standpoint,
sure,
not a partisan standpoint, is that I would like to see the council members who've been indicted all removed from office and resign, whether that's through resigning or the city pursues it through the probate office. Is that to sit here and think that Jeff Pastor and P.G. Sittenfeld and potentially Wendell Young could be, Jeff Pastor and Sittenfeld are on suspension right now, collecting their full $61,000 salary, full medical and pension benefits, is really a slap in the face to the taxpayers. And so the taxpayers right now are paying double for P.G. Sittenfeld's seat and Pastor's seat, and potentially they're going to be doing that with Wendell Young's seat. So I would much rather the process see that those folks be removed from office, or that they remove, whether they through the resignation or through a court order of the court process in the probate court.
I hear you on that one, and that sort of reminds me of the resolution of the Gang of Five lawsuit, where the taxpayers paid virtually every penny of it. I still haven't been able to get over that one, but then again, I got to defend due process.
$101,000.
I know. But I have to defend due process also. I mean, indictment isn't a conviction. If you want them to step down, of course, and they're not obligated to do so, I understand why they continue to get paid their salary. And it does come as at a big expense. But until they're found guilty, I mean, they may walk away with a not guilty verdict and come back and say, well, why was I suspended again? You know, that kind of thing, Jason. Anyway, I'm sure your popcorn is out and your pen is in hand and you're writing notes at the same time, and I appreciate you doing that. Cincinnati.com is where you'll find the Enquirer online and read what Jason has to write in the Politics Extra column. And, of course, I had Sharon Coolidge on the program earlier. She's been following the Wendell Young story as well. Got to have that local report.
She gets that much earlier than me, Brian.
That's okay. As long as we get the info, that's what it's all about here. Jason, until next Friday, man, have a great weekend and stay well.
Thanks, pal. Have a good one. See ya.
You too. 850 right now, 55KRC, the talk station. Chance to mention before.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.